Blog Talk Radio.
Unchene tonka ashelaya, wecho engsuelo hai. Unchene tonka ashelaya, wecho engsuelo hai. Ena wengsuelo Unchene tonka ashelaya, wecho engsuelo hai. Eaya, lako akaya, unspe makia pelo hai.
For tuning in. I'm your host, Brenda Mitiko Kelly, and today is Thursday, the 25th of June, 2015. And the Lo Shu or Flying Star number of the day is the number one. Then there are nine flying stars. The number one, if you've been listening, is the Victory Star. Victory for all, from the center out to all of the other eight sections, and that is our Bagua compass. The Bagua is an eight-sided feng shui compass, and we use that superimposed, plop right over the real compass, north, south, east, west. And we marched around the Bagua, so if you're interested in depth, go into the archives on Aloha Healers Network on blogtalkradio.com and check out our Bagua March. Right now, today is the roundup. It's a Bagua roundup, y'all. And we are going around the Bagua, which are the eight sections, really quickly. But remember, if you want more in depth, go back into the archives. And we're going to start with North. Since also the element of the day is water, and water is the element of the north. So each section of the Bagua, we're going to go clockwise, has an element and also one of the animals, one of those 12 animals. You are one of those 12 animals. You are one of those five elements. And we have with the elements, we have the earth in the center and then the other four. And we're going through the five elements in our next show. So make sure to tune in and start with the five elements starting next Thursday. But right now, we are on our Bagua roundup. Where's my whip? And we're starting. Yes, the sound effect. In the north, we have, the animal is the rat. And remember, it was the water. And also in the north, there is one of those nine fine stars that landed there all year long. And it is the number eight star, which is the money bowl star. And those of you who have built your money bowls, or if you have a money tree, or you can just use something that looks wealthy, go in the north. And especially remember, if this is your front door, or if you were the animal, and some call that the mouse. I have a grandma who's a mouse, and we have another grandma today. Happy birthday, grandma. She's 90 today. Happy birthday, grandma. And we wish we were at the event, but we're there on Facebook. All right? We're there, Aunt Leela. We're there. And so we're from the north. We're going to go clockwise, and there are now seven more sectors in the Bagua. It really makes sense. But you don't have to make sense of it all. Please get a feng shui consultation with Pathfinder and I. Get a hold of us and contact during email on pathfinder1111@gmail.com. Or you can get to our Aloha Healers Community Facebook page and like that, and also message us there, and also get your daily Aloha message of the day right on that page. And so please go on there and click like and say hi too. Hello, LA. We've been having so much fun here. So from the north, we go to the northeast. And in the northeast, we have animals, two animals. Remember on the cross directions, two animals each share those. We have the ox and the tiger. And the element in there is also earth. And so in the northeast, we have a lovely, lovely star, and it's the heaven star. It's the number six, heaven star. And so if you are an ox or a tiger, you want to bring that heaven in, and we all do. Remember that your feng shui consultation goes into your home through your front door, so you get that compass out and see which way your front door is located, and we activate what star flew there for that, the annual energies. Or sometimes we balance or suppress things, the stars that fly in, because not all those nine stars are completely auspicious. Some are in need of balancing, and they call them in the ancient ways afflicted or misfortune. And so what we do with that is we know that there's both sides, and there's all the way good from that. It can go all the way good. And we know that any type of thing that's called illness can go to healing. It can go to healing and all those things in between. And so we want to bring in the energy. And so all of you get your feng shui compasses out and activate that heaven star. And you can put images or something of earth, remember, because it is an earth sector. And a little tip, you can put something that boosts earth is fire. So you can put candles over there or actual fire. But we'll learn more about that next week when we start to actually go into the elements. And you use the elements to either boost up, suppress, calm down, balance. We can really do all kinds of things really naturally. And that's what I love about doing the feng shui, is that you learn the elements, you learn your animal sign, you learn what element you are, and you learn how you can best boost up what you're doing by what color you're wearing, even by what stone that you have on, or fabric, or the way that things are around you. They can really, really support you. And so the feng shui practice is super fun, and we put that along with the Western astrology practice. So for your feng shui consultation, which is really affordable, by the way, contact us. Really, really, you'll be glad you did. What you'll get is your Western chart of all the planets, and then also your Eastern Feng Shui animal element and your Quan number, your personal Quan number, which has the directions for you. And also remember, when you're one of these animals, that is your compass direction for your whole life. So right now we're going to go from the northeast to the east. And so rabbit is in the east. And for the your whole life, if you're a rabbit, the east of the place that you are in is the place that you should keep sparkling clean. That is the place that you should pay extra attention to if you don't do anything else. You can start slowly. It's okay. Find out what compass direction that your animal is, and then, you know, get into your house. Find out what compass direction that room is or the corner is or wall is, and that is what you should pay attention to and put your affirmations and what makes you feel good right there in that actual compass, okay, of the east. And in the east, this year, the victory star flew in there. And so we're going to activate that with, again, money trees. You can put your money. And you can use plants, real plants, growing plants, something you're going to have to pay attention to maybe, and water, and have your beautiful, lush plant there, because the element of the east is the wood. And so that's really going to go nicely there in the east. And then we're going to move to the southeast, and that is one of the cross directions. Here we have the two animals again, and that is the dragon and the snake. And they're in the southeast together. And in the southeast this year, it has what they call, what we just talked about, the illness afflicted star, the number two star. And that is also the healing star. Are the illness to healing. That's how it is. It's stagnant like that. It goes upward into healing. And so we're going to pay attention to that, though. We're going to balance that. And if you are, especially if you are a snake or a dragon, you know what, maybe a healing image in the southeast, and like a whatever healing image comes to your mind, Emmanuel, the blue medicine Buddha, can come to your mind, and that just images or statues of that this year can go over there. All of us can do that too, all right? And then also in that sector is the element of wood, and moving around the Bagua to the south, and the one animal there on these main directions and the one energy is the horse. And the element is fire. So we have the horse with the fire in the south, and in the annual way of what the energy is, they have the number seven star, which is the robbery star, burglary star, or it can be sudden windfall luck in the, say, financial realm of gambling. Or the stock market. Okay, like that's gambling, right? And so I know it sounds weird, but it can be to one or the other. And so we want to kind of pay attention to the seven star. Since it says robbery or burglary, we're going to put something protection there. So since it's a fireplace, we're going to put a splash of water. So put some blue there, or actual water can go a little bit in the south. And this is a fast roundup around. We are already to the southwest, and in the southwest, we have the year of the sheep. So the sheep are in the southwest. It's this year, and sharing the southwest is the monkey. And they have the most wonderful star. It's the number nine star, which is the multiplying luck celebration party star. Huh. Let's activate that. I say activate that with sparkling lights. And you, this is an earth sector, so that we can put fire here to activate it. That's why the lights. Or colors of purple and red go there really easily. All right? And we are already on the west with the rooster. or the phoenix, is in the West. The West is a metal sector of one of the elements, and it has a star there, and this is the number 5 star. We watch the star. They call it misfortune. And so we want good fortune, not misfortune. And so we balance this. We have some of our feng shui clients I've heard, which I love this idea, they'll put something of all 5 elements in the West, and that's fun. You can also, since the number 5 is an earth star, a flute is a metal, it does suppress it all anyway, but let's just pay attention anyway over there and put some more metal. And so we can put just 3 to 5 round metal coins there in your West. Go ahead and do that if you're a rooster right now. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay? And we're going to the Northwest where 2 animals share, which is the dog. Woof, woof. Pathfinder and I are dogs. And we have a puppy here in L.A. with us. He's quite quiet right now. He's a dog. And the boar or the pig are in the Northwest. And this is also a metal sector. And in the Northwest of your home, flew the romance and this scholastic star, the number 4 star. So you could put hearts over there. You could put studies over there. Things that you are studying, things that you want to practice, things that you love. Both of those energies are in the Northwest all year long. That's it. We did our Bagua roundup. I'm just amazed. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is our Feng Shui Bagua fitness tip. And that is nutrition. And what we're going to do is make sure that our bodies take us through and very well and very healthily, our bones walking dynamically with health through all of our lives. So we're going to build some bone density. And how we do that is we add heavy lifting to our practices, to our physical dynamic practices. Heavy lifting is going to, especially for women, get into the weight room and lift that iron, because it's going to build your bone density. Your muscles, yes, but your bone density for the rest of your life, you're going to bank it. You're going to put that in the bank, all right? And so the earlier that you start building that bone density, the more you have in the bank for later on. And if you haven't started any weight-bearing exercises, and I mean, that's why the gym, get some iron in your hands, iron, but it has to be weight-bearing exercise. And your own body can be weight-bearing if you do exercises correctly. It's very hard to do with no weight, just your body weight. And so those types of things are the exercises that I mean. And so get in there, and let's all get in there and strengthen our core by going underneath it into the bones and strengthen those bones. And how we're going to do that is we're going to eat enough protein every day. Now, if you're really wanting to grow muscle and strengthen the bones, the rule of thumb is about 1 gram of protein per lean body weight. Not your whole body weight, your lean body weight mass. It's a little difficult to see when you get a hydrostatic weighing, but you can sometimes get those little pinch things and see how much body fat you have. Here's another way right around it really easily. If you want to be, let's say, an easy number, 20% body fat. If you want to be 20% body fat, then only eat 20% fat a day in the mass of what you're going to add up at the end of the day of the fats that you ate and the grams of fat. So let's just roughly say 20 grams of fat a day. That's not that much, is it? As if you know, it's really not. It's not that much. So we're going to really have to pay attention to, A, that there are the good fats, which are the coconut and the avocado, say, and olive oil, and the C hemp is coming on in strong, so let's not forget that. And take in the good fats and keep that other fat count down to, let's say, 20 grams a day. Give that a try. And if you would do that just for a couple of months, your body would get to 20% fat, and that's what it would stay at. And that's a really healthy weight, say, for women, percentage-wise. For men, it's a little lower. Those guys, they don't have to work as hard as us girls. So theirs is like a 17%, really. And that is actually really low as well. Now, that's not when you see the abdominals. You got to think lower for that. That's special. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to get that special or drastic. But pay attention to your protein and try to eat 1 gram per lean body weight every day and get into the weight room, lift that iron, boost those bones. And now we have a wonderful LA edition of everyone's favorite Pathfinder.
My name is Pathfinder. I want to say hello to everybody and put it and give a thanks to Brenda Kelly over there. She's rocking and rolling today. And also, happy birthday, Granny Charlotte. She's 90 today. Our topic is a fun topic, auras, atoms, and glands. Probably we'll cover a little bit during this show, and then I'll pop some more in during other shows as well. This is part of our Reiki series. The very first altar of the Reiki is beaming, and this has to do with the healing of the aura. So there are two basic practices, the way of the hands, where you place the hands on the body, and then the way of beaming, where you work with the aura. So basically, the human aura, as crafted by the Creator, has 13 layers. We're usually attuned to the first seven. The nearest layer is a red, and then it goes orange, gold, green, blue, indigo, and then violet. And then we continue on into more celestial communions when that violet then goes to the next layer of indigo, then blue, then green, then yellow, then orange, then red. The red on the outside and red on the inside. The red layer close to our body has to do with physical health, and the red layer, that's the 13th layer, you could say, has to do with overall health. The reason why we talk about auras is because everything with electromagnetism has an aura. For instance, the Mother Earth has such a strong aura that we have an atmosphere. And so we as little individual people, we have our own energetic atmosphere. And what's particularly important with this is that the emotions and the thoughts that we have within our body extend into our aura. And that's why sometimes people, when they walk up close to you, can get a sense of what's going on with you, not just body language, but through an intuition and a type of psychic, whereby we actually can read each other's auras, okay? And this is a natural gift, and when we have our heart open and we have good intention, this information is granted to us by the Creator and by the angels and by the guardians of the place where we're at. Because I'll remind us all that the Creator has set guardians everywhere. And that's why each land, each area has its own way of approaching it. And this has to do with the Mother Earth's agreement with the Creator. So to move forward, the second topic is atoms. It says, let's become conscious of ourselves as a bunch of atoms. It says, this is, they ask the question about, I hear people talking about the third dimension and the fourth and fifth dimension, but what about the first and second dimension? And this atom is functionally, you could say, first dimensional. It's deep enough inside us that it works as the first dimensional. And by atoms, we mean the group working together. Then you have the electron, proton, neutron, then subatomic particles. And then within each of these particles is a combination of quarks, which are a physical manifestation of light. And so to then think about the inner levels of ourselves, the purpose is to ask the Spirit of God, the strength of God's love and light, to interpenetrate all those little particles inside us so that at the atomic level, we're full of great light and love. And then to follow the natural laws of the Mother Earth and the imprint of the Sacred Spirit that's been placed within our heart of hearts, so that all those atoms are working together in divine order that is known as human being. And to support our atoms, and here's my segue, first time I use that word, that to guide the emotions and how that affects our thoughts within our body, the mechanics of the atoms working together in cellular and organ or organic life are the glands in our body. Now, the reason why we talk about the glands is because if you take the six major glands within the human body and you mix them with the seven chakras, you have the reflection of these 13 levels of our aura. And these are manifest within our body as reproductive glands, kidney adrenals, thymus, which is the heart of hearts, the thyroid, parathyroid, the pituitary medulla, and then the pineal glands. And this is, again, just a very basic part because some other organs work very much with the aura, and that is liver, gallbladder, spleen, pancreas. Particularly the pancreas tends to work with the nervous system to help keep things pure. And so what we're talking about in terms of the Reiki is that when you have your inner world or the light strong inside your body, then it also reflects such within your aura or the space around you. Now you notice that in the scriptures and in the sacred stories, they talk about the saints, or they talk about the holy men and the holy women, that they would go off and pray, and they would be in such strong communion with the earth and with the sky and the Creator that they would begin to glow. And the first place often to glow is that sphere that's around the head, and they called that the halo. But their entire being, because they were so fervently becoming a door of God's power flowing into the physical world, that they would levitate in their communion. And so this is kind of a goal, you know. It's like in order to truly live in personal relationship with God, we have these times of communion where we truly dedicate ourselves to becoming uplifted and thus to manifest our own spirit within our mind, and then within our emotions, and then within our physical body. When we get these four in peace and in wisdom and in love within us, then our soul can come forward through that door of the heart and through that door of the Tantien and through that door of the sacred eye and manifest fully, and we become one. And then we're in the now. This is the primary purpose, to bring our spirits to the now. And so that's about as much as I'm going to get to do today on auras, atoms, and glands. But we'll get back if we really, really like at least I do, the topic. And so shout out of love to everybody out there, and give thanks to the Sundancers and all those that have supported the Sundance, that the good prayers of Mother Earth, the relatives, the people, are manifest for the good of all. Cha le cha mo hai a hai a.